The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 600. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What is up, people?
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
Returning from Ireland, Mr. Brian Mangioma.
I leave for a few days and everyone starts dying.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what did you do?
Right, what did you do, Brian? And one of our guests tonight on this momentous occasion, one of the founders of Throwdown. So you know my man had to be on. The one, the only one, Riku-san one.
Riku-san, the only one. Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Very low-key right there, Riku.
Low-key, son one.
You know? Oh, man, got to be high-key, son, because it's episode 600, baby.
600, baby.
Yeah, so it's crazy stuff. The other guest is supposed to be Torrence Davis, and even though he's technically a official member, one of the other guests may actually be Adam Vale, too. We'll see what happens. You know, he may, he said, I'll try to be on, you know, but, you know, he may have realized, like, oh, this, wait, who just joined? Oh, there he is. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil and he shall.
Gotta have something.
You know, what's going on, Adam?
Okay. With the help of a hat. There we go. Now I thought I had my headset on. What's up, bitches? What you talking about? I'm on the internet.
It's the internet right now. Shit. Adam with the Fear Factory shirt. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, man. Damn. You're so withdrawn and feeling numb.
Messiah.
All right. How you doing, Adam? How's the TV terminal been for you, man?
It's good, man. It's booming. Got all these people subbing. A lot of activity on Spotify. That's the crazy shit. Oh, shit. But it shouldn't be surprising. All we do is talk pretty much. So, yeah, it's good. Got people always commenting, jumping in on all the shows. A lot of shows, covering a lot of shows. Always recording. Just recorded with Rich and Carlos. We wrapped up. It's Dead City, so... A lot of stuff, man. We're doing a lot of stuff. That's it. And then tonight, not recording. And then, what is it, the 600?
600 episode, man.
Big time. So I was like, you know what? I saw a lot of bad news today. And I said, let me jump on and let's talk about this. Yo, this is some bullshit. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're going to get to it. And as we were telling the people, if he shows up, Torrence is supposed to be here, too. So that'll be a lot of fun. But
he's
let's...
not out fishing?
Yeah. Maybe he is.
I watch. It's so crazy. See him on a boat.
Oh, you watch his videos while fishing?
Yeah. And whenever I get stressed out, I put on one of his videos. He's not even talking. He's just like fishing. I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. So I just watch him fish.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right. So right now we're
watching do dad things.
Yeah. So we're going to do our normal thing for now. When Torrence comes on, you know, the show is going to go off the rail. So it is what it is.
that is absolutely the moment where we will transfer into the war zone.
Yes. Yeah. But yes, speaking about bad things, we got to talk about State of Play that aired today at 9 a.m. Eastern. I'm like, what are you guys doing right now?
Like you're trying to hide something.
They probably did it for the Japanese. They're airing them both at the same time.
That is true. And for them, it was like 10 p.m. That's a good one. But we're going to do a rundown of everything. I'll go through everything, but because they didn't show too much. But yeah, like I said, we're going to keep going. And then if Torrence shows up, change gears. But you know things were off to a bad start when a gaming presentation starts with a fucking movie trailer. For Resident
Evil. I have to ask everyone, when you were watching that, at any point before they told you that it was Resident Evil. Did you know that it was that was Resident Evil?
Yeah, because they showed that clip already.
Because they showed it before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see that clip before. So at no point during that trailer did I know that that was Resident Evil. Yeah. And I don't feel like that trailer really gave any significant signature, visual attributes in it.
None of these trailers have, Riku. This is like the second trailer. None of these have.
While what you are saying is what a lot of the fan base is saying, especially after the guy who directed it, Zach Krieger, was like, "This is going to be connected to the Resident Evil universe."
Horseshit.
Multiple times already.
Yeah, he walked it back now. He's like,
I'm seeing a lot of people hyped up for this movie. Isn't this the guy that made Barbarian?
He has fans from his other movies like Weapons and Barbarian.
Weapons.
They're the ones.
I thought Weapons was good. Barbarian. Yeah. But that's kinda the thing. Weird. I can see him doing a good job, but what I've seen doesn't look like a good. So I'm going to have to wait for the actual movie to come out. But that trailer, I personally think that was a bad trailer for a Resident Evil. It didn't look like anything. It just looked like some undead dude dropped off of the roof and he's like, "What the fuck?" Then he's running, then a whole bunch of other people falling off the roof, and then the trailer's over. I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" And they're like, "Resident Evil." I mean, that was Resident Evil? What the fuck?
Yeah. Again,
that was my reaction.
Again, Riku, your reaction is a reaction that Resident Evil fans have had. They're like, "What the fuck is this shit? This don't look like Resident Evil."
Yeah, he's been doing there's a lot of interviews with him where he's just like, like he's attempting to defend it. You know, it's like, dude, like, you know, now he's saying he's trying to get the feeling of a Resident Evil.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm like, at what point do people fucking jump off the roof of buildings and friggin'
smash into the ground?
Yeah.
And smash into the ground.
Never.
Like,
well, you heard what he said.
It's going to be more of a Krieger movie than it is going to be a Resident
Evil. Well, he said that. He said he wanted to make this movie anyway, regardless of the IP. He's just taking what his ideas were, and he's sprinkling a little Resident Evil on it just enough to satisfy the IP and Sony, right? But it's not Resident Evil. He even said, he's like, "I'm not going to have like a giant naked man in a trench coat running after my character." It's like, but that's in the games. He's rejecting the idea of Tyrant.
Yeah. So he says that, yet he has a big fat guy that looks like Baron Harkonnen in a sewer.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. This guy's full of shit, bro. Fuck that
that's
movie.
That's his Tyrant.
Yeah. All right. So after that, then we finally started getting some games at this gaming thing. And as we predicted on Throwdown, we got another look at Wolverine. Some people weren't happy with some of those character designs online. They were like, what's up with Mystique and Jean Grey, you know?
I barely was paying attention to it.
Yeah, Torrance didn't. I'm like, oh, shit, here I come. I forgot probably.
Fucking typical.
Yeah. There's Wolverine. I don't know if you guys have any meaningful. I have, I'm obviously playing the game, but I can't talk about it.
I'm going to say this. It's so close. Like, it almost doesn't matter at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I get you want to, promote the thing. But to be honest, I almost feel like that should have been the fucking pre-show. Like, when they throw the numbers in front of everything, and they just throw Wolverine in there because we know it's coming. Everybody knows. It doesn't even need to waste. You don't need to be wasting any time on this show with that.
I agree. Then we had this one since. Oh, go ahead, Riku. Go ahead, bro.
I just want to say, I deliberately didn't watch that Wolverine trailer because I'm going to play the game, and it, like he said, it's so damn close. It's like, I don't. If you still need to be sold on this Wolverine game at this point, then I don't think this game you're gonna fucking.
They're all gonna buy it. You know it. They're all bitching. I don't want to play.
Yeah,
it.
But no disc, no buy either, bro.
No game, no buy. No, that's all I'm saying. Is I agree with Manny. Like, what it feels like.
You're right, Adam. They're gonna buy it.
Advertisements. Mm-hmm. That time could
have been something else. Of course, they're gonna buy it. It's on a disc.
Yeah. Well, despite them still no disc, no buy, even on ads for this fucking game, you know. Anyway, this one annoyed me. So there's the Ghost of Yote Complete Edition with some like extra content, and one of them is Jin. So you're telling me you can have him in the fucking DLC, but you can't have him as the main, like, protagonist? Some bullshit, bro. So, yeah, trash. I didn't like Yote, man. I played like that shit for like 4 or 5, yeah, like 4 hours, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like this character.
So I found it. So I found it funny that so I haven't played Yote. I don't care to play Yote. I'm one of those small people out there that actually wasn't even that big of a fan of Tsushima.
Excuse me?
So I definitely didn't play fucking Yote. But I did find it funny that they tried to, one, throw Jin Sakai in there as a DLC character for their DLC. That's funny. And then two, the Yote, I think in the Yote DLC, one of it said that it was going to take place at the Battle of Sekigahara.
Yeah.
And as someone who knows their, you know, Sengoku history, the Battle of Sekigahara is considered like the most popular fight in Japanese history. So they're like, okay, we gotta throw in a DLC fight of the greatest battle in Japanese history and go see Yote. I'm like, I see what you guys are
trying. It's true.
They're trying to do something, but like, eh, fucking you.
They're trying to win you over, man.
They tried. They failed.
So are you trying to say is more popular than the Battle of Okinawa?
You know?
Yes.
That, I know that one. Sekigahara, I'm not familiar with that. But to be fair, I'm not familiar with Japanese history before World War II. So, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is what it, yeah. Ghost of Yote Complete Edition. That's where you get the, it's called Ghost of Sekigahara, you know? So there you go. All right. Next up, we got Monster Hunter Wild Sea expansion. Carlos, we're going back in there. My cousin hit me up too. Like, yo, son, we going back. So there you go. Oh shit.
Oh.
Here we go. Let's get this motherfucker on the camera real quick. What's going on, Torrance?
You know, I'm getting old.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah.
So,
what happened?
There he is. Hey, look at that beautiful face.
I kept asking myself, man, I thought I was supposed to do something Thursday.
Gotta go fishing. Man, did I do the fishing part yet?
I'm watching Reacher, and my mom's calling me about some stuff. Ring cameras, Wi-Fi, all this shit. And I'm like, Mom, it's 3. Go to bed. You don't need the Alexas right now. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got to go do this podcast. I'm like, holy fuck. That's what was happening Thursday. So here I am.
There you go. But other than how you been, bro?
Is that my boy Torrance Davis? The God Sham God of video games.
What's up with your avatar and all the lightning? What's that? Is that new?
That's the new Discord shit, baby. You got to pay for that.
Yeah, homie's paying for that shit.
Torrance like, huh? I was like, I pay for my pizza. Starts eating.
All right. When did the show start?
Oh, we started at 10:30, bro. Right on time.
Oh, I'm not that.
You're not that late. We're talking about State of Play right now. By the way,
you on that black time.
We said this story off here. You know, people know the story. As soon as you brought up that pizza, Torrance, it reminded me. Remember when you had a fucking pizza order to my apartment? You fucked up because I'm like, I'm not opening the door for anybody at fucking midnight. Especially, and remember, at that time, I didn't know. Like, what was it, Domino's or where was it from?
It was Domino's.
I had no idea they delivered that night.
And Canadian bacon. It was Hawaiian.
Yeah. So I get this call and the dude says, yo, I got your pizza. And I'm like, hold up. Who the fuck delivers pizza at midnight? Let alone, you're fucking, like, I'm not opening this fucking door. Could be a fucking crazy person. You know?
I
was like, Valentino's closes at 10, motherfucker. You know?
Ruined a good joke.
Yes,
fucking good joke.
It's so funny, though. I wonder what that dude did with the pizza. I guess I'll eat this shit.
He gave it to somebody out on the street. Who eats pineapple and pizza? God damn.
Or Hawaiian. It's delicious.
Oh, I'm not eating that bullshit, man.
You get beat up. That's it. You show me, like, hey, you want to have the pizza? Knock the.
There is a literal divide between people who love Hawaiian and people who hate it.
No, there's no divide.
Yeah, there is.
There's
a divide.
I will say. I am team. I am team pineapple pizza as well.
There you go. Oh,
look at Manny, real New Yorker, right there.
That is
Manny and Tony. You guys remember, was it on 14th Street? There was like a California pizza place.
I remember,
like
that. Yeah.
Remember that? I'm like, mm-hmm. You damn right it closed. How dare you?
Oh, come on.
I'll say this much about pineapple pizza.
The place that created for to put that shit there?
Man, I'd be like walking through Chinatown, spitting at the windows that have the ducks the same way I would with the pizza. I see that California.
Okay, hold up. I gotta ask you guys a question. How do you guys feel about anchovies?
No.
Fuck that.
So if you had to eat one, anchovies or pineapple?
Stop saying pineapple.
Pineapple.
I will tell you this. Real anchovies, okay. Not from the fucking can. Those are actually good. The fucking like that nasty shit that comes from the can. Fuck that. Don't even mess with that shit.
All right, now Riku.
That greasy ass sauce that's got in there.
Now Riku, my question is like, I had to pick one, right?
Yeah.
And that's the only stipulation. I have to just pick one.
Yeah. Gun to your head.
Pick the pineapple. See, Brett knows me too fucking well. See, I was like, I just got to pick one, right? And then I pick one, and I start, taking the fucking shit off of it. you know?
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. Okay, so I had anchovy pizza once, and I think it is the one that Manny is not recommending that you, because if it tasted like someone took my pizza and dipped the entire thing into salt water.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. That's canned anchovy.
Yeah.
If you get anchovy on your thing, you want like a fresh one. You don't want like the shit that's.
I will have to give it another chance that way.
That's some gourmet shit to get fresh anchovies. Like, where are you gonna find fresh anchovies?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can buy them.
I'll say this about pineapple pizza. It's not my first choice. All I'm saying is that if someone handed me one, I wouldn't deny it.
It's not pineapple pizza. It's Hawaiian.
Because it has fucking pineapples in it.
Yeah, it's pineapple.
That's a warning. You need to be warned. You know?
It also has ham on it. That is true.
Because a Polynesian serving it doesn't make it Hawaiian. That's what it's called.
He is correct. It is called Hawaiian pizza, but I think when they see the pineapple on it,
they don't fucking call it that.
They don't have it.
That's crazy.
Even they know.
They're like, what is this shit? They're like, now spam.
Now
that's a different
story. Oh, they love this.
Yeah, look that up, Torrance. That's like if you go to China, y'all got Chinese food. What do you mean Chinese food? We got food, you know?
All right, check this out. Hawaiian pizza.
You'd be like, you want chicken and broccoli? And they're like, what the fuck is that? There's no such thing as broccoli.
Go ahead, Torrance. Go ahead.
Hawaiian pizza was invented in 1962 by Greek-born Canadian restaurant owner Sam Panopoulos at the Satellite Restaurant in Chatham, Ontario, Canada.
Oh my God. So fucking Canadians invented that shit.
So this should be called Canadian pizza.
You know?
So it's even more blasphemy to come from Canada.
A Greek from Canada.
Well, wait.
Fucking Papadopoulos.
Remember, that sounds fake.
Remember, AI. I said Canadian bacon.
Yeah, you did. That's right. Yeah.
The pizza was named Hawaiian because of the brand name printed on the cans of pineapple he used rather than any connection to the U.S.
Interesting.
He combined tomato sauce, cheese, ham, and canned pineapple. He had experience cooking Chinese sweet and sour dishes and wanted to test a similar sweet and salty flavor. That's why it's so delicious, because you have basically savory and sweet on a pizza. It's bomb. Y'all ought to try it.
I did try his ass.
I have bad memories connected to fucking pineapple. Don't even put that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking pineapple cakes and shit. They force us to eat when we're fucking kids. Cheesy-ass shit. Every Hispanic knows about that shit, you know? Yeah. So, Torrance, all our families, it doesn't matter if you're Puerto Rican, Dominican, all our moms would always buy us pineapple cakes for our birthdays, even though we would ask for chocolate cake, because it was the cheapest fucking. Cheap. So I have a hatred for fucking pineapples. Cake. Yeah,
it was always in stock because nobody wanted that shit.
Nobody wanted that shit. That's why they get it, because it was shit. And
it was the hard drive. pineapples, right? Yeah, that's fruit.
No,
cake,
yeah, no, no, no. It wasn't hard dried. It wasn't hard dried. It was moist and shit, but it was pineapple.
It was pineapple.
Yeah.
Squirting you your mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not the one where the pineapples are on top of it and it has that.
Green. No, it's inside. It's in it.
Yeah. See, no.
It's in it, bro. You can't get away from that shit. Yeah, this. No,
you can't. You can't even pick it out.
Yeah, that's like fruitcake.
It's merged it's all with embedded, the cake. Yeah. It's goopy shit. No.
Nope, that's disgusting.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, so
where's the taco man?
So he got called into work tonight, unfortunately. So he couldn't make it, you know. So shout out to Otaku Man. You know, he sends his regards to everybody. But yeah, Torrance, how you doing, man? What's going on with life, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm going through a lot of changes in my old age. Lots on my mind. And just doing a lot of shit, dude. Just had an event here in Gillette Stadium. There was an event. Went to. That was cool.
Oh, shit,
Gillette. I didn't have to fly anywhere. Yeah, I didn't have to fly out, so that's cool. But I'm still trying to figure everything out, man. It's like every day I'm still trying to figure things out like some giant puzzle.
That's cool, though. Like, because I always assume, like, when you get to a certain age, you already got everything fucking figured out. But I
guess No.
I'm learning that too. I'm like, I guess I don't have it figured out, bro. You know?
So you never will. You never will.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
yo, by the way, real quick, Philly Fred is in the chat. He goes, tell Torrance about he put juice on my pizza. Did you do that?
Oh, you haven't heard the fucking fruit punch pizza story?
Oh, no. What happened?
Why are you painting all the pizza?
Me and Freddie got a hotel and went to the New York, I think it was New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And after we went to one of these New York pizza places and we ordered some pepperoni.
Before you continue, was that the one where he bought that fucking E.T. the extraterrestrial? Is that the same?
It may have been because I think it's the only one we went to together.
Okay.
And I think we spent a good 30 minutes laughing that whole trip. But we're sitting down and we got this. I think it may have been half and half pepperoni, half cheese. And I had this fruit punch. And I don't know what I did. I must have went and reached for a slice of pizza and the fruit punch spilled all over the pizza.
Oh, shit.
And it was hilarious. We couldn't stop laughing. It's like we weren't going to not eat the pizza. So we had fruit punch pizza.
I would have brought back up. I'm like, something happened. Or you pick it up and then you just trip them. And then it falls on the floor. I've done that before. I'm like,
we continued laughing about this. So we cracked up. We ate. We went to the hotel. We're in the hotel room. We're both in bed. Lights were out. And we're still laughing about this fucking fruit punch pizza. It's been an inside joke with us for years.
That's funny.
Years. And I felt so bad because I'm the one who spilled the fruit punch on the pizza. The friend was like, oh, that's fine. So we ate fruit punch pizza.
That's crazy.
That's the new Hawaiian, fruit punch and pepperoni.
That's about to say, you took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, man, look, we were talking about state of play, but now I'm just leaving the shit open because when you're here, Torrance, you know how it is, man. We just go wherever, man. So what is the biggest thing on your mind gaming-wise lately, man?
I really want to know how Sony's going to pull themselves out of the situation they got themselves into.
No diss, no buy, Torrance. No diss, no buy.
I'm still pissed off at people because most of them are against the whole no diss thing, digital thing, for the wrong reasons. It's driving me fucking crazy. Like, it's all about Sony and you're renting it. Like, they come up with good reasons for wanting to have physical, but the argument should be, let's sue Sony so that when we pay for a digital game, we own it. Forget the no diss, no buy thing. It's all about digital licensing and digital rights. It's like you're talking about if you can't have the disc, then you're not going to get the console. You're not going to buy the game. A lot of these games nowadays, like you take Call of Duty, for instance, you got a Call of Duty disc. They shut the servers down. You're not playing that game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is part of the same problem, right? Or games that are fully function, but they're only online, like no single player can, and they decide to shut the servers. Doesn't matter if you have digital or physical at that point. But their argument should be, I need to own my digital copy. That's what the argument should be. This whole no disc, no buy shit that they're pushing doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, if you're a legal person into gaming, and they're like, if they stop making plastic discs and I'm not going to buy it because that's wrong, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, most of the stuff people are buying nowadays are digital. Why don't you like it? You have to be able to say, well, the real reason, because Sony and blatantly told us that we don't own
those digital games, and they could be taken away from us at any time. In fact, there's a story going on the internet. Some guy didn't touch his PlayStation for 3 years.
Yep.
They took his whole library away, took everything away. And I'm like, it's kind of funny how we just found out about this and somebody's already complained that they lost their whole library.
What if he was serving time? He just got out of jail.
Oh, no, that's what I figured. Yeah. He was probably serving time or something. And right after Sony turned that switch on, they said, oh, you haven't been on for 3 years. Bye.
Well, the thing about it is also nobody ever bothers to read the fucking user agreements.
So, Manny, are you saying that reasonable consumers would know that? That's Sony's exact verbiage.
I'm not saying reasonable, but the thing
that's
is
what
that
Sony said.
If people were paying more attention initially, they would be doing it now. They would have been doing it earlier. Because this isn't something that they just, popped it on. They put it in there and nobody paid attention to it. The only time anybody's ever paying attention to when it actually directly is affecting them, like this thing or the bullshit with the fucking PlayStation 3 that's going to, was closing down pretty soon.
Right.
They put those things in there so they could close the fucking store and pull all that shit away from you.
Yep.
And the thing about it is there's nothing in the contracts to say, hey, you can't change the contract. They just changed. I'm sure that's probably one of the reasons why besides everybody complaining about the PS3 store before, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why they didn't do it before. Because they're like, oh, wait, there's fucking shit in the contract that says that they own it.
Yeah, right. People don't read that shit. Because it's either you decline and don't play, or accept and play. Like, you don't have much of a choice here, but a lot of that shit's already hidden in there, and they're always adding stuff too. Like, they added one, it's like, you can't sue Sony or some shit like that. You see that, it's like you can't report Sony to a gaming journalist or some crazy. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Those weren't in the user agreement. Those are the edicts against that PlayStation Japan has when it comes to reacting to this stuff. So if they're getting harassed or if you report them, all this sort of stuff, this is stuff that for them, like, in other words, they maybe they'll cut you off or they'll send you to court or some other bullshit.
It's just interesting how the tables have turned. Torrance, you and I were talking about this last week too. Sony's like the villain now, really.
Yeah. Like, I knew something was up when they stopped releasing four bangers a year. Like, where are all the Sony bangers? Where are these 3 months? Where's the banger?
They fired them all.
All those guys.
The Ryan regime, he went through and just started kicking people to the curb.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And it came out, what was it? They came out that fucking he essentially, pushed back against Yoshida and gave him a window seat.
Right. Yeah.
In the indie department.
I remember that. Yep.
That shit is crazy.
I read that story. They're pulling a Don Matrix.
They really are. Yeah, Don Matrix. Yeah, they even brought back TV, TV, TV. You saw that shit?
Here, have this.
They're like, we already got the DRM. Now we got the TV. Right. Wait, where's the sports? That's it. We got to complete the trifecta.
Yeah.
The big thing is the shit that Microsoft, years ago, we were all there for it.
Right.
That DRM that said that they could lock game to your console is exactly the thing that's allowing them to do the shit that they're able to do now, where you register it and they're like, oh, it reads it like, oh, hey, here, take it.
Yep.
The fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
We're not very smart in the gaming community. We're not. The gaming community is full of idiots. Like, again, I could roll it back. I could go back years. I'm like, when Sony announced PSN and they had that $5 in there for online play and nobody gave a shit. I'm like, you're the guys who said that you didn't want to pay for online.
I remember that. They're boasted about it. We don't pay online.
Why aren't you angry right now? And then you had the Don Matrix thing where you have to have Kinect with the fucking Xbox. They got major backlash from that. But Sony was the last company I ever thought would do something right now.
Yeah, no, it's very clear, and this is something we talked about on Throwdown for a lot for the past 2 months now. Very clear that Sony no longer answers to us, the gamer. They answer to shareholders. All this shit is for them.
They're on top of the mountain. This is what we always talked about. It's like you want competition. You want good competition. Yep. If you don't, who's ever on the top of the mountain will start making all the crazy rules and start talking nuts, and this is what we have. No more this. Suck it up.
There's a rumor that there's a major publisher that told Sony, if you're only going to do digital and we can't release a game on disc, then it's just going to put it on Microsoft, Nintendo, and PC.
Yeah.
That's the rumor I heard the other day. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
they also just like from, again, the other rumors about that is that they just popped this shit out and they didn't tell anybody.
Right. Yeah. They could be working on a PS6 title and no disc and only on the PlayStation Store. Nowhere else.
Well, that's
not even Amazon.
Yeah. After 2028, that's how it's going to be. And here's the thing. If you buy a PlayStation right now, the actual box tells you after 2028. Yes. No more. And Torres, I just found this out. Go to Amazon, go to like PS5, look up PS5 on Amazon. It even says that right there. After 2021, 2028, no more discs. So because motherfuckers already are like, I'm just going to say they have copium. They think Sony's going to roll this back. No, they're not.
Mm-mm. This is something that they already started this shit in motion a while ago. They have to have been. They don't just turn the switch off and say all of a sudden we're going to be making AI lenses.
So Tony, go ahead, bro.
So Tony, what's the Throwdown community over in Discord? How do they feel about it?
Oh, they're not happy about it because all of the guys in our Discord, they're all physical buyers. You know, they're not part of the whole no disc, no crowd bullshit. They don't really care for that either, the way they're going about it. But they're not happy about it either. You know. But again, at the same time, and I've said this before, our community is not representative of the larger gaming community. You know, normies don't give a fuck about this stuff. They don't even know what's happening. I guarantee you they don't know what's happening. You know,
they don't even know where to buy physical. Where's it going to stop?
I also think the thing about it is that nobody knows it until it directly affects them.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh shit, I can't access my game. Why is that? Oh, because of this thing that we were just talking about.
Yep. It's crazy. It is crazy. And then the thing is, the other thing I heard is that Sony isn't even concerned about it.
No, they don't go. They flat out said, the fucking, was it Lin Tao? She said, we are not worried about this shit. Doesn't affect us. They flat out said it. He said, fuck you. You know?
But he's not wrong. He's not wrong, though.
Yeah.
Because
she torrents on misgender, guys, motherfucker.
PlayStation guys are kind of like Apple people. Oh. Apple people will buy whatever Apple sells them. They don't give a fuck. They upgrade their phones every year. They don't like you if you have a green chat bubble. All that crazy stuff.
That's right.
There's people.
They don't date you.
They're the diehard Sony dudes. The diehard ones don't fucking care. They don't care that GTA 6 is 30 frames a second. They don't care that they don't own their games. They're going to buy a PS6 because they want new tech. They just don't care. And that's why this really isn't moving the needle. The fact that a developer is starting to talk about it, and I heard at Gamescom there was some talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I think Sony's right. They'll still sell consoles, but they actually said they don't need to sell consoles anymore.
They said that.
And there's a rumor that the PlayStation 6 is going to come out with the PS Vita 3 or whatever.
Yeah, it's like two systems or something like that. There was a
question that was put on the other show, on our question show, essentially saying, what if the PS6 isn't what anybody thinks it is? Because, you know, there's the rumor of the Vita and then there's a rumor of a PlayStation 6. What if those things were one and the same?
Yeah, the PlayStation 6 portable.
The PlayStation 6 is the portable, essentially like essentially a Switch 2 or a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
All that power in it, though?
At least that would make sense why it doesn't have a disc drive.
Yeah, right?
Like, can't fit a disc in this ship.
But then there's also rumors that Microsoft is coming out. They're doing the Helix handheld, like they did with the Series X. So,
That's right.
A new handheld, a discless version, and possibly a disc version of the console. And that's kind of crazy. But, I mean, like I said, how much is it going to cost Microsoft to just throw in a Blu-ray drive just to dig at Sony? Like, it would be
they're
worth
not gonna
to
happen.
Spend that money.
They're not going to do it.
I don't believe it, but the possibility's there because they're all about backwards compatibility and all that stuff. So the possibility is there. They might say, hey, you know what? Let's just do it and see what happens.
Well, they got that new program now.
That's right.
It's the digital. Put your game in and we'll give you the digital. Put it on your shelf. Mm-hmm. There you go. Ta-da.
And there's a bunch of things that are like totally delisted and back on that people have found out. Like the Deadpool game from Activision is on there, and that you ever see how much that game is? That thing is like in the $200 to $300 range right now.
Oh shit! Well, they brought back Deadpool. They brought back the Deadpool.
If you have it on, if you have it on disc, you stick it in there. It's not on. See, the thing is, you can search. You can actually search out the things on your phone or the app, and you can see which ones that are on there. They'll say you like. I noticed, like, I was looking at the Xbox app because I'm like, okay, I saw somebody already had the Deadpool game downloading. I'm like, okay, so that must mean it's on the store. So what if I searched it up and it says you can pre-install it, even though. So the thing is,
but you need the disc to activate it.
You need the disc to activate it. So I'm like, there's a whole bunch of titles that are like that on. It's Transformers Devastation, the three War for Cybertron games.
Yep.
Those are all on there too. And you stick it in there, and it gives you the digital. And also, their program is like now it's like you could just totally, if you buy your physical game, you could just have it download the download version. And then not have to stick the game in there ever again.
Yeah.
One and it's done.
It's kind of like, I love these shows.
Show and tell, baby. Let's go.
So this is Titanfall 2, right? I have the disc.
Hey, Adam, there you go.
But this is a completely different reason why I don't need this anymore. Because when I got my Game Pass Ultimate, I also got EA Play. And this is an EA Play game. So it fucked me up for a while as to why I was able to play it without the disc. I don't understand this. Remember, I was telling you about Bloodborne. I still don't know why I was able to play Bloodborne without the disc. But regardless, that's a thing. So yeah, it kind of fucked me up. I was like,
Fight Night Champions was like that.
Which one, Adam? Fight Night. Yeah,
Fight Night Champions. That was a good one. Same thing with the digital. It just worked. I'm like, oh shit, did I do
it for? I think in the past of PlayStation, they did do some version of that, because I have Gravity Rush, I think, 2 for PlayStation 4, and I could run that without the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Without the disc.
I loaded Dragon's Crown the other day.
Oh, shit.
On my PS4.
Yeah, PS4.
I still have my PS4. And I was like, oh, I got Dragon's Crown. Boom.
That game, retroactive saves. You can fucking access your save from the PS3.
Yes, I remember.
And a PS Vita.
No, it wasn't PS 3. It was the Vita too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Vita too.
So all of it's all still connected. So if you
cross save.
I think that was the only game that did that too.
There was a few games that did that.
There's a few that did.
PlayStation All Stars did that as well.
Oh, did Metal Gear do that? Wasn't there a Metal Gear?
That was called Transfaring. No. It only worked on PlayStation, PlayStation 3, PlayStation console. You could do it from the Vita to the PlayStation. None of that works on the new ones. None of the collection ones. It doesn't work.
So you guys probably knew this already, but I just saw it the other day and it blew my fuck. Did you know that Metal Gear Solid 4 got remade and is coming out on
Me and Manny have been playing it, yeah.
It's on fucking Xbox. I'm like, this is the game we said was never going to come out on Xbox. And here it is.
I wrote an editorial about it last week. I was like, oh shit, it's back. My headline was like, it's finally out of PS3 prison.
So the crazy thing about it is it's a full on port. It's not emulation or any of that sort of stuff. Right. And it's based off of an x86 version that they did when they were originally going to make it. So there was going to be a point it was going to come to Xbox.
Interesting.
It was going to be like a whole bunch of discs.
Yeah, remember that meme?
Yeah, because Xbox had Blu-ray, so you had to have the multiple discs. So they just said, you know what, we're not going to do it. So they probably just
didn't update the controls. I thought they were going to do some updates. No?
The controls are all there. They all work. Yeah. So the only thing is that it looks good. It runs amazingly. In fact, it runs. There was a lot of previous collection that they put out had a lot of issues and other stuff.
Master Collection.
The Master Collection too, they actually put some fucking time in. Like the game 4 runs at 60 frames per second, multiple resolutions. The Peace Walker game, they went in and they replaced all the cinematics in there with the high resolution cinematics, which they didn't do on the PS3 or Xbox version of it. So they went in and did some serious work. Only weird thing about those titles is that they're not on one menu. You have to separately download, install each part, each one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're like their own little packaged thing.
Subatomic.
They did that with the Master Collection. It was like that.
They did that with your first one too.
Yeah, all the games are separate. I'm like, I don't have just one. No.
Yeah, that I found that stupid because it's like it says games. I'm like, what do you mean games? There's only one fucking game here, you know. But no, it's finally back, which is really dope. That was you know, you go ahead. No, anyway, so yeah, no, that's from the era when PlayStation was trying to get back in our good graces after fucking up, you know, the initial launch of the PS3. But now we have the arrogant Sony back, but they're even worse than before. You know, because at least back then there were still they were still kind of answering to us. Now they don't give a fuck.
I mean, they also still had their PlayStation internal PlayStation Studios there, where they, if you ever notice, like PlayStation's like or you know, early, like titles were always middle A titles.
Yeah,
like you know, Shadow of the Colossus was a middle A, Eco was a middle A. You know, the Gravity Rush was also a middle A. A lot of their main, like their main Japanese titles were all middle A titles. And that's how they were able to do fucking crazy shit like that. It's like, okay, they were like, I think Yoshida explained it. He's like, listen, we want to,
somebody did.
If we come in on, you know, come in close, you know, like if we went over the budget or we got a little profit of it, that means it's a success. But like, right. He's like, nowadays it's like, they're like, no, we're just looking for home runs. High, what do they call it? I don't know. You know, like a big, you know, pull
it's not going to happen.
They basically said, instead of wasting our money on like smaller games, let's just worry about the big games that are going to bring us money. But that shit hasn't worked out. And it doesn't work out when you only release one fucking exclusive a year, you know? Hey,
what is it? They only really officially, they only like, you know, I know people say there's about 20, you know, but there's only really about like less than 10 that are actually developed by their internal studios.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just second party titles.
Right. Japanese stuff.
No, it's just crazy,
like,
man.
Like Stellar Blade, that's a second party thing.
Doesn't count.
Whatever the hell that other Destruction All Stars, whatever the fuck that thing was.
Game of the year, you know?
That thing,
made
by companies.
Well, another thing I've noticed about Sony, you look at Destruction All Stars, you look at that Marvel game, you look at the other games of service game they made that failed. They're trying to do stuff that was already successful on other platforms and mainly PC. And that was never Sony. Sony never did stuff like that before. They always had original single player games.
Yep.
And it's like they went into this games of service thing, but with the wrong mindset. It was like, oh, let's copy Overwatch, you know, let's just copy the popular stuff that's out there and make our own versions of it. And then they spent millions and lost millions on those copies.
I mean, think about it. Concord is like the biggest failure in gaming history. You know, it really is. Fucking at least E.T. never fucking got pulled from shelves. You can still get it. You know,
Concord is fucking, they just buried it under the ground.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, Tony. Look at all the other hero. What do they call them? Hero shooters. That they failed. Gigantic. There was like three or four major hero shooters that came out.
Battleborn.
Yeah.
You know,
they all failed. So somebody lost.
Anthem.
What about Highguard?
Highguard, that's the other one. Yeah.
Highguard, yep.
That's right. It's all these. So it's like, Sony, why are you trying to step out of your wheelhouse? You have a certain type of game your customers expect. Do more of that, you know? But no, they want to chase, like you said, chase the Fortnite dragon, you know?
Yeah, because they're trying to, you know, maximize how much they can continue to get out of people. Right, like they want you to continue to be paying for these. The thing that they make the most money is actually people subscribe to PlayStation Network.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what that fucking bitch said too. Like, oh, we got plenty of subs. We don't need you guys buying consoles. Like, damn, you guys are arrogant as fuck. You know,
They're not wrong though, because the money's made. And I've been saying this for years. I'm like, make money on consoles, you make money on software and services.
Software and services.
So they're not wrong. That's how Microsoft stayed alive all these years.
It's true.
You know, people can say what they want about Microsoft losing all these generations, but they've made money every generation. They've been successful every generation.
Right. 365. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Service.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like they're still around. There's still that annoying, you know, so it's not like they're hurting for money. Like, you know, all those Game Pass subscriptions they sold, and Sony's like, yeah, we can do that too. And it is smart, because in order for you to make money on your hardware, it takes, what, 4 or 5 years after the generation starts before you start making money.
They always take a loss.
Yeah, it's like, man. So
and then they've also said that they didn't want to take a loss out either.
Yeah, for PS6, you know, they're not taking a loss out. That shit's going to cost you $1,200 a minimum. Minimum. You know.
So Tony,
I agree.
Anybody bring this up? It's like, all right, let's say if Sony's like, all right, you guys are all pissy about getting rid of the low prices. They can't do it for the third part, but their own games and lower it to 60. You think that'll be a
easy they are going straight into
it would be good, Adam, but they're not going to fucking do
it.
They're not going to do it. But that was always the issue where people are like, man, digital should be cheaper. You know?
Cause it's, well, here's the thing. I wrote an editorial about this. I'm like, if Sony really wants to succeed with this stuff, they need to copy what Steam's doing, right? Frequent sales that are really fucking cheap, actual like ownership of your games. Like, here's the thing. Steam says you don't own your shit, but there are ways you could get your game, you know? Right, better family options, better sharing. Like, there are things Sony could
outlets
exactly
that have their Humble Bundles and all those.
This is why the Steam user base has never rebelled, because Steam or Valve makes it good for the player. You know, it's like, okay, yes, I don't own a physical disc, but look at all this other shit I get instead. Sony's not giving you none of that. No physical disc, no ownership, no sharing, no fucking sales. Like, you have a couple of sales, but not online, like Steam.
Also, and online play is free.
Free.
That's the other free. That's a great price. I love that price.
Yeah, that's the best price of all, baby.
And then the other thing about it is you don't pay for any of those. And then they're treating you better as far as like the digital ownership in general.
Try the game out for 2 hours, and if you don't like it, you get your full refund. Like, Sony said, "Oh, you downloaded the shit? Nope, that you own that motherfucker."
Forget about downloading. You just pre-ordered.
You pre-ordered. You own it.
Like, I didn't even install this shit. I clicked by accident. I talked to like 3 different reps. I had to do some translation. All this shit. I'm like, yo, why? It was like 10 minutes ago.
Yo, did you just look at that game? You own it. You know, it's like that.
I don't know why people pre-order in this day and age. I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, torrents. Pre-order.
Oh, here's the thing. Let's make it stupider. GTA 6 has high pre-orders. There's nothing physical. There's nothing physical. Why are you pre-ordering a digital game? Is that going to run out?
It's
amazing.
That's why Microsoft on their end decided to preloads, because I think that was the other issue. A lot of people started pre-ordering early on, is that they were worried of the congestion. Oh, everyone's going to start in the service. It's going to be slow. I'm not going to get it. How can I just install it now? Pre-order. But then Microsoft then was like, no, you could preload. You could load a load of games and not own any of them. You could just have them all preloaded and wait till they go on sale and then buy.
You could literally preload a game that surprised me, because when I saw that thing with Deadpool, it said, I'm like, hey guys, it's weird. It says install.
You're probably like, when did I buy this?
No, I'm like,
when did I drink that night?
I never had this game. So you can install a game that you don't even own.
That's amazing. Again, there are so many things that Sony could do to make this more appetizing, but they don't care. They don't give a fuck. It's amazing.
You'll never see those games drop in price. You'll never, once they go, you can go to GameStop now and all that stuff. When they go full Nintendo, and Nintendo does it without their store. You go into Target right now to buy a Switch 1 game, it's probably $60. And I'm not even joking. That's just what Nintendo does, because they know their fan base, and the fan base doesn't care. Sony's going that route. They're like, fuck you. We're going to get, if we only sell 20 million PlayStation 6s, we don't give a shit. You're paying $80 for the games. You're going all digital, and we're going to make money off.
I also feel like that's one of the reasons why it's obviously not confirmed, but I feel like it could be Sony and Rockstar were definitely in cahoots when it came to pushing this all digital future, because the timing of both of them coming out and saying, hey, we're doing this digital thing right here, right now, is just too damn close and too convenient for them to not to be talking in the backgrounds and be, hey, yo, let's push this digital only shit. And if there's any game that they will accept doing this digital only thing with, it will be GTA. No other game is going to be able to get away with this bullshit outside of GTA. They'll make an exception for GTA. Any game that comes after GTA and does it, we can just say, well, GTA did it. Yo, we can do it too.
I mean, that's what an analyst said that it's like Rockstar. This is what they said. They go, Rockstar needs to push the price of games up to $100 so everybody else feels free to do it too.
I remember that.
Like, that's crazy. That. You know, like we're getting pushed out of our hobby. Who's going to be able to afford this shit? You know, I'm not saying gaming was like the cheapest. Torrance, you obviously remember back in the day, $90 cartridges, you know, but now, you know, we have to. Remember, go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, remember, it was a niche thing back then.
It was. That,
that's how they had to make their money. Now, millions, it's normal now. Everybody plays games. So then you would think if more people playing, then it'll be a little lower because you got so many more people that can pick it up. You know, supply, demand, and all that. Mm-hmm.
Remember, those games back in the 90s had more memory, and that's why the price was higher. When you got a 12 meg or a 16 meg cart, Street Fighter, Strider.
That's right,
Strider was 8, I think, and then Street Fighter was 12 or 16. You had to pay for the memory. That's all. You're just paying for the memory.
Yeah, that's true. That's different. Yeah, no, but there was a point where, you know, if companies saved money, they would pass it on to us. When they first started printing games on disc, price went down because discs were cheap, right? Consoles would get cheaper as the console, you know, generation went on. Now they go up, you know? Like I always said, like, because people used to say, oh, buying a whatever console is an investment. I would always say, you know, that's the wrong term, right? Because the value depreciates. Now you really are making a fucking investment. Because the price is going up, well, you know. But
then that's all kind of because of the whole memory shortage. That whole shit, the data center is hogging all that up. That's
I didn't lose money on my PS5 when I resold it.
Yeah, there you go. So,
probably sold it for exactly the same amount that you bought it for.
Yeah,
maybe more. And
I grabbed my PS4 out of the box, took the dust off it, and hooked my PS4 up. Couldn't be happier. PS4 on a 4K TV.
It's crazy, man. And then you saw, you know, speaking about GTA and PS5, I don't know if you saw the report that after the Netflix shit aired, PS5 Pro sold out.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
Not only that, but both regular PS5 and Xbox sales shot up by 33%. Yeah. Motherfuckers are ready for this GTA.
No, it's that and also the fear that the price is just going to keep going up. You know,
which it will.
Memory shortage isn't going away anytime soon. So they're like, shit, if I don't get it now, it could be another $200, and especially around Christmas.
I told a guy when I was at the Ugreen event, I met a couple dudes that had like gaming channels, and we were talking about it. I was like, no, I'm not going to PC version. Like, oh, I can't wait. I'm like, you waited 13 years. You can wait a year. What do you mean you can't wait? You know, you don't got nothing else to play? But that's how people feel about it. Like, it's the most important game ever for them. How is that? I don't get it.
They live on it. We see it. We see it with the numbers. When it's like a top 10 game still being played on PC and stuff.
It's it's been on, and it's not NPD now, Sorcana now, but it's been on the top 10 since 2013. Like, this shit is real to them, bro.
So... okay, so we're in the double digits right now for Throwdown. We literally
triple digits, Manny. We've been triple digits for
I'm talking about years, like years.
We haven't been
a little over 10 years.
Not a little over 10 years. We've been doing this shit for like what, 14 years now?
14. Yeah. That's about as long as it took them to make this game.
Yeah, because we were a year old when GTA 5 came out. Throwdown was.
There was no incentive for it because the online was so great. Now, what's the story with that? Are they keeping that? Because I haven't heard anything about it.
They haven't said shit. Right? They haven't said shit. Yet. And my theory, Adam, I want to run this by you, bro. Me and Brett mostly have this theory. I believe GTA Online is going to be sold separately. They're going to fucking get you. And they know
motherfuckers have something. Hate. I think they'll keep it. They'll keep it separate.
That would be hilarious.
That would be crazy, bro.
All right. So remember, this is the main reason why so many kids and so many people, it doesn't just refresh everything. My son owns skins that he bought 4 years ago, and he can still play with them. Everything still works. They have to do the same thing with GTA Online. If they wipe that shit clean and say, hey, we got a new online, can I bring my house? Can I bring my clothes, my cars? No. People are going to flip out. Because people have a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
They have to do it.
Yeah. And the rumor is that we're not going to get GTA 6 online for 2 more years. And I believe that because GTA 5 is making so much fucking money.
I'm waiting for Last of Us 2 online.
That ain't happening. That's coming. Just four more years.
Yeah. And then we'll get to go. Didn't they say they diverted resources from that game? Rico, was it to another one, right?
I heard it was canceled.
Which game?
The Last of Us 2 online. Like,
yeah.
They're on the intergalactic now, you know?
Intergalactic. People actually thought that was going to show up. No, it didn't get canceled. But people think, which one? Intergalactic?
No, that's not canceled. No,
the online. The
last you're talking about.
Oh, that's canceled.
Yeah. Everyone thought that was going to show up. They thought that was going to be the last thing shown off. And
that was the best thing about the game.
But no, it wasn't showing up. What? Oh, you talking about the Last of Us multiplayer? It was
around with fucking fun and shit. Stab people in the snow.
It was really fun.
Last console generation.
Going back to that GTA thing, but yeah, with the amount of money that GTA 5 has made, how much money do you guys think Rockstar lost out on in regards to people who probably purchased GTA 5 pre-owned?
Probably still a
ridiculous amount of money.
A lot.
I think Rockstar took that into consideration. They know that if there are pre-owned copies of GTA 6 out there, even though they're going to make a ridiculous amount of money off of GTA 6 regardless, they're still going to lose out on a ridiculous amount of money on the amount of people that are going to buy a pre-owned. And I think when they saw that was the case, it most definitely will be the case. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to get on board with this digital only shit. We want all of you niggas giving you this money.
But I know when we started getting all the portable handhelds, once the Steam and then ROG and all of, what did you see? Top games, Grand Theft Auto 5. People want to play Grand Theft Auto. Yep. I'm sure they made a lot of money in sales. People I don't got a strong enough PC to play with. I can play it on my hand. Let's go. And then,
but isn't this version's coming out though, right?
No, they never said that.
I thought it was.
They never said that.
I think people assumed that was going to happen. They never confirmed that.
This shit's going to be 100% digital. Motherfuckers are coping right now, bro.
Wait a minute.
Torrance, here's the thing. You can buy a physical box. But it comes with a fucking code.
Wait a minute.
You get a jacket and everything, and you got a code. That's it. You didn't even get a disc.
But I thought there was going to be a disc version coming out. Like,
no, there's going to be a physical version, but no disc.
Physical box.
That changes everything. I had this wrong the whole time. I'm like, well,
that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, man, it's no disc.
Wow.
You get the box.
Wow. Wait, that sounded just like me. Was that a sample?
Oh, yeah.
That was you.
Hit him with the other one.
Nigga, you've been a clip for years.
Man, motherfucker.
they've been clipping your ass for years on this show, bro. You know how they say there's a room where when you sneeze, someone talking about you? That boy Torrance been sneezing all year long. Every time you play one of those fucking clips.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, like our special emote for the you know, for our fans is you towards your head, you know.
That's hilarious. I actually made one of those too on my Discord.
It was that one where you were like at the gym and you like took this picture of yourself. You're looking at the phone. Your eyes were all like,
yeah.
Oh man,
that's funny.
Oh shit,
that is funny.
Yeah, Carlos, what did Barry Burton just do right now? He redeemed something. He redeemed Giga. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah,
he can make his emote larger.
Yeah,
I'm missing out.
Yeah, either Twitch or YouTube. Yeah, the chat is popping mostly on Twitch. Just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even though there's more people watching us on YouTube, but the Twitch is the guys that are like talking more. But yeah, Torrance, no disc. They didn't say disc. They just said you get a box. Maybe there's gonna be a map in it. Who fucking knows? You know, it's insane.
They give you a map and some Rockstar stickers like they used to.
Remember that shit?
Man, I still got my safe deposit box from Grand Theft Auto 4. Remember they?
I remember that.
The special edition came in that, and we used that for all our documents. We're like, yeah, so a little key.
Here's the crazy thing. What was I gonna say? I'm getting old. I just had something of note to bring
GTA
up.
GTA 6. This.
Oh, all the people buying the PlayStation 5 Pro are thinking, maybe I'm wrong, but they're thinking it's going to be 60 frames per second.
That's what they're thinking. PS5 Pro. It hasn't been announced either.
It's a Pro, right?
They're going to be so disappointed because this is how they, I don't know if I told you, Tony, but this is how Rockstar makes their money.
Yeah.
This is going to emulate 360 PS4, right? Or the PS3 and 30 frames a second. PC version came out after that. Better graphics and all that. Then Xbox One, PlayStation 4 came out. So three iterations. So this is the first
PS5 iteration. After that.
PC next year. And
PS ultra wide.
Yep. PS6 and Helix 2028.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You heard it. Yeah. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to get people to buy it numerous times. And if you want 60 frames per second on console, well, you got to get yourself a PlayStation 6.
Well, you know why people are expecting it, right? There's certain number one journalists that are saying that it's
going to come. No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I do believe that. I want to believe that they're working on a performance journalist. Mode.
Yeah. Sorry, by the way, it would have been good to have hip hop on, but we literally ran out of room. It's only 10 people allowed, but shout out to hip hop. But yeah, he made that bold prediction. GTA 6 will run at 60 frames a second on PS5 Pro. You heard it here first.
But see, even if they if they come out with a performance version, it may just make it to 40, 45 frames.
That's what I think. I think you're going to get 40. That's about it.
You're not going to get 60 with all that shit going on. The fucking PC version of Red Dead has problems running 60, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah. That's a very demanding game. No. You know,
I'm running at 40 on the Steam Deck, and that's fine. Oh, that's all I need with the mountains and the trees. And stuff. I don't need to see all that shit. All
right. No, but that's the play. This year, you get GTA 6 on consoles. Next year, you get on PC, better performance graphics. Then the year after that, you get it on next gen.
Yeah.
Then you get the VR edition.
Because you know motherfuckers are going to buy it. You know. By the way, shout out to our homie Jeffrey Wilson in the chat. He says one of his coworkers bought a PS5 just for GTA 6, nothing else. Like, that's how it's real right now. And that fucking Netflix special they had 31 million viewers, which is crazy. Yeah. You know?
It's the new Call of Duty.
Beforehand.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. We'll see. But I want to circle back. We're not going to run through the whole state of play, but Rico, what were your highlights? I know you had some things. You were less down on this show than the rest of us. The rest of us thought this shit was ass, you know, but you were like, it's not all right.
Yeah, that's only because the stuff they showed at later in of play. But the beginning, I literally tweeted out, yo, this shit is ass so far. And like a whole bunch of people liked it. They're like, so I was on board with thinking that this shit was the worst state of play for a hot minute until they showed that Gundam or I'm sorry, Torrance, you know you saw that shit too, and this shit looks fucking awesome.
I didn't see it.
What
I didn't
the fuck, bro?
What? It was at 9 a.m. Torrance was watching that shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a state of play.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna send you the clip of the Gundam Orbit that they showed off, Torrance. But as someone who you were over there flipping out over Armored Core.
Yeah.
You most likely will like what they showed off.
I actually may have seen it.
They showed some of it off before, but it was only like 30 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
They showed off way more of it now, and it looked really fucking good. I send it to you in a Flick DM. You can check that later.
Okay.
Yeah, it just looked really fucking good, and I've been wanting to see more of that. And like what I was talking to Tony about, this whole state of play is the fact that this state of play didn't show anything that we didn't know about already, right? So points off for not showing off anything that we didn't know about. So I was only focused on what did they just show off more of, right? And that's what they did when it came to Gundam Orbit. They just showed me more of what I wanted to see, what I already knew was out there. So Gundam Orbit was a good show for me. And then they showed off this Lego model of a PlayStation 1. But before they showed it off, they played the PS1 like logo theme, you know, the and whatnot. And so in my head, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to talk about some PS1 classics, you know, for the PlayStation Plus, finally, because I've been waiting for some new PlayStation 1 classics. So they showed up, that Lego shit, and I got fucking triggered. I was like, what the fuck is this shit, man? I can fuck about no goddamn Lego PS1. What the fuck? So I was flipping out on Twitter about that bullshit. But then later in the show, they did talk about some classics that are coming. One, they didn't have Ratchet, the original Ratchet 1 on the PlayStation Plus collection, surprisingly. Like, how do you not have Ratchet 1? They had the PSP Ratchet games on there. They got, but they didn't have the original trilogy, and they're finally getting to that. So I was happy about that. I've been waiting for that. And then they showed off my second favorite turn-based JRPG of all time, Mega Man X Command Mission, which I didn't think that they would do. That one was a great one for me. But outside of those three, Gundam Orbit, Mega Man, and Ratchet, yeah, throw the whole state of play away. And I was telling Tony before they showed off those three, I rated it an F. It was an F. Oh, that wow. Jumped it up to like a D. But that's still fucking low as shit. That's still like a 5 out of 10. So it's still overall not a good state of play. But at least I had some things in there that were like, okay, that was cool. Tony said there ain't shit in there for him.
I gave it an F. You know, because all the shit
I give it an F
because all the shit I cared about, I already knew about. They already showed this shit. You know, so I'm like, this, it was very clear to me that this state of play only existed for shareholders. Like, here's what's coming next.
Yep.
It wasn't for us, you know? And then they had a Japanese state of play. I don't know if you bothered watching. I did. I was like, I'm done. You know, let me get back to work.
Since I was working, I had it playing in the background. So I just left it running. They showed a bit more of Gundam Orbit, so that was cool. But outside of that, it was just a whole bunch of weep. Even so weep that even I didn't give a fuck.
Damn! Too weep for Riku, son.
Too weep for Riku. I was like, okay, now you really got to wrap this shit. But that shit went on for like an additional like 45 minutes.
Oh, they're
like,
crazy. Goddamn. I'm watching that bullshit.
But this is the thing that
kills me about Sony. Because, like, nobody's getting excited about some of the shit that they're coming out with. Why don't they just go back and do stuff like take jumping?
Oh, shit. Bringing it back.
And that's the thing, though. They actually do have Jumping Flash on the PlayStation Classics. So they have the original Jumping Flash on there with trophies, rewind, and all of that stuff.
So that's they do cool. have it.
Yeah, that's cool that they have that on there. But I do agree with you that they need to be making games like that, like, now. Like,
well, new, making games like that, of, but... Any classic that's not on there, put it on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah, no.
You know, so remember here's the issue. Robot Alchemical Drive?
I remember that shit. Yep.
I would suck a dick to get that game
on. Damn, Taurus, what the fuck?
Let me tell you.
This is a step family show.
Apparently, Torrance, the PlayStation, they were putting classics up there. And they had a specific emulation team that was helping them put their classic games on there. Yeah, they got rid of those guys and they hired a new team that they're still learning the ropes on how to do this shit. So now everyone who has the subscription paying for it monthly and waiting for new shit on there, they're just going to have to sit there and wait for the games to come out, which sucks for everyone that is like sitting there paying for it monthly to not get anything. Because there have been multiple months where nothing has appeared up on the PlayStation Classics catalog. They're paying the highest tier for what, $120 a year or some shit? I think it's more now.
What is going on?
I think it's more than that. I think it's $150 now
a year. Yeah, it's a lot.
For that tier. I stopped playing for it because I'm just like, this shit is not worth it. Especially if you're not giving them a classic game at least once a month. Like, nope. They're like, this month you get nothing. And they just keep it moving. And that's just wild. Mm. But the thing is, the reason why is because they don't have a team that can, like, apparently that team over there, they're still learning the ropes. They're saying it's actually pretty hard to get this shit up and running.
Oh, wow.
But they are doing it. I think they're the first one that they created was Wild Arms 4 PS2 game that came out 2 months ago. That was them. That was the new guys. All of the stuff before that were the old guys. So the Jack and Daxter, the Legend of Dragoon. Those ones were the old people that they got rid of.
What about Motor Tune Racing?
I remember that.
I'm not sure. I don't think that one.
Siphon Filter, is that on there?
That was cool. There was a lot of mud.
Here's another bullshit that's going on that I was talking to my friend about this whole classics thing. There's this weird. So back in 2009, PlayStation made it mandatory for every game to put trophies in their game.
I remember.
Right? But for some reason, the rules when it comes to trophy for the classic games is different. Apparently, it is optional for developers if they want to put trophies in their games. Now, if they do put trophies in their game, Sony says that they have to, the cap, let's say Capcom, for example, this Mega Man game that's coming out, high chance that it won't have trophies in it because the Resident Evil 1 that they have up on there doesn't have trophies. And the reason for that is if Capcom wants to put trophies in their classic games and put it on the classic catalog, they apparently have to pay an additional fee to Sony to put trophies in their game on the classic catalog. Shit. Why is it like that? I don't fucking know. But since Sony has given them the option not to put trophies in there, Capcom is like, we're not going to put trophies in there. We're not paying that additional charge. So now there's games that are on the classic store that don't have trophies, like Resident Evil, Grandia 1. Basically, 90% of the third-party games that are on the classic catalog don't have trophies. All of the first-party ones do. So Legend of Dragoon, Jet Moto, all of those have trophies. So when we saw Mega Man show up on the classic catalogs, they was like, that's cool, it's coming up out there, but don't expect any trophies. So, like, that kind of kills some of the hype, you know? And it's like, there are people out there that do buy games because of trophies, you know? So it's like, it is, to some degree, a selling point. So, like, giving them the option not to, after you just made it mandatory for, like, almost 20 years is...
Go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, this Gundam game looks like Monster Hunter X.
That's what I'm saying,
Armored
right?
Core.
It looks like Monster Hunter, Armored Core. One of my friends said he was doing some combos like Devil May Cry. I was like, okay. All I need for them to do now is just announce that there's some multiplayer in there, because they haven't yet.
Then it's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wrap.
But yeah, Gundam Orbit, in my opinion, that's a game of the show. But yeah,
I don't know classic catalog. That's the only game that I beat. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Oh,
I think
really?
I beat it four. I may have even beat it however many times you needed to beat it to complete the entire game. I did it. And I was a beast online. I'd get on, I'd kick people's asses, and once in a while I would run up against a fucking god and get destroyed. But I went ill in that game. I went fucking all in.
Wait, which game was this?
Armored Core 6.
Oh, shit, okay.
Armored Core that came out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's dope.
That's what I was telling
Torrance. I like hearing when Torrance plays games. He doesn't do that very often.
I do now, dude. I'm trying to get through fucking Just Cause 4.
Oh, nice.
So I've been playing that on PC, and then I got to start in that James Bond game.
Fantastic game.
I got so much stuff to do. I just like, there's still not enough time. I'm like, I don't want to buy it. I bought some Kaiju game. It's like King of Monsters, but it's called Kaiju Blast or something like that. And then it's got,
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's got fucking, what's his name?
It's not Giga Blast, right? Or whatever it's called. It is Giga Blast. Yeah, yeah.
They got Gamera. They got Godzilla. They got Ultraman. Gimme.
is it like a side, what kind of style is it?
Giga Bash, that's what it's called.
It's like King of Monsters. If they made King of Monsters today, that's Giga Bash. And then they got that fucking Grandizer game, which I still have. Dude, a tear came out of my eye.
When I saw that game being announced, like, oh, Torrance,
dude. I wish my cousin was alive to see that. The music, the soundtrack, everything. And it even has the saucer wing fucking game playing. Oh, what a great time to be a game. it's just beautiful. So that's it, though. I haven't gotten anything really, really new, you know? And like I said, like I thought about, I'm like, I don't know. Winter's coming.
Literally and figuratively, you know? Manny, Konami, they showed some games here and they had their own presentation. Can you give us a rundown some of that stuff?
The big ones is like they showed more of the new Silent Hill game that's being it's developed by a bunch of people who worked on Alien Isolation.
Oh shit.
So if you notice that, you know, that the character is holding like a little thing, it's very similar to that sort of idea with Alien Isolation, where it's like, you know, it's the sensor. It sort of tells you where the monsters are. And then you can also get like videos and stuff from like spirits and shit. So, you know, that's the new Townfall game. Then they went, what was it called? Revenant Noir or something like that, which is Konami's actually developing games that are not Silent Hill and not Metal Gear.
Which is crazy. Actually, let's run it back. Konami is developing games. There was a while when they weren't doing that shit, you know?
Pachinko machines, remember?
Yep.
Yes, so they have this new one, which is like their, I guess their sort of bigger title, which is a RPG, an action RPG called, I think it's called Revenant Noir. That one's kind of a anime looking type of title.
Yeah.
Sort of has a feel of some of the Chinese static games a little bit, but it looks a little bit better. Like, looks like they're spending some money on it. And then they have this other one, which I'm totally blanking out, but it takes place in 1920s New York City, and the whole deal is like jazz and stuff like that.
Rhapsody in Scarlet.
Rhapsody in Scarlet. So it's like wizards, like a. Like a hack and slash wizard game. So you have like this, she has like this wand and she can manifest like all kinds of creatures and monsters and stuff.
I call that game Konami's answer to Bayonetta, because this bitch is a witch too.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking you summoning all these like hobos coming from the train station.
Oh no, like that crazy bitch in Times Square.
That one, you know, it looks interesting to me. It doesn't look like it's as high quality as the other noir game, but I mean, it's like, okay, like it's something different, it's something new. And that was actually both of those were actually shown on the state of play toward the end of it, but they have a little bit of a feature in there. They had this weird the for some reason on the state of play, though, it had a thing that said developing for PlayStation. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's going to be on everything. It sounded like it was an exclusive, but it's not real.
They always try to find a way of wording things to make it sound like it's an exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. You remember for a long time, because I have a friend, he's not really like tapped in on things, but he's also kind of Indian, right?
Damn.
So it is what it is, right? It is what it is. Because there was this trailer for a game. I can't remember what the game was, but at the end of the trailer, it was a game that was coming to everything, but it was being showcased on Nintendo's thing. And at the end it said, coming to Nintendo, right? And then my friend was like, oh man, it's only coming to Nintendo. And I was like, no, mm-hmm. nigga.
Yep.
It's coming to everything. Yo, it's like, then why didn't they say that? And Manny, I'm like, nigga.
You know what story I'm about to tell right now. Riku, I know you must have heard this story from us. We were at GameStop, me and Manny, right? And there was this kid in front of us.
Years ago.
He was so upset that the new Call of Duty was coming and it wasn't available on PS3. And we're like, my man, it is on PS3. But since he saw the Xbox branding, he thought it was an Xbox exclusive, you know?
That's why they do those marketing deals.
Why they do it.
And then my friend was like, then why didn't Nintendo tell me it's coming to PlayStation? I was like, nigga, that's not... I was like, nigga, that's not Nintendo's job to tell you that shit. Nintendo's job is to tell you it's coming to their platform.
Oh my god! And that bullshit during the summer, Riku. Remember why didn't PlayStation say it's on Xbox as well? Xbox does it. Why don't they it?
I mean, that's Xbox prerogative if they want to do that, and I think they even
Xbox
stopped that shit.
Xbox is a third party. But, that's why.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And I had to tell my friend, I was like, you have to look at the wording, because they will definitely word it in a way that makes it seem like it's only coming to their platform. Now, if you don't see the words "only on Nintendo," it's probably coming to everything else, nigga. And he was like, man, that's kind of scummy that they do that. I'm like, nigga, where have you been?
Oh man!
But the point is, a part of me was surprised that he thought this way, but then another part of me is like, bro, the masses, they think that way, man. This is how their brain works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If they see the wording that is like that, they will think it's only on that platform, and they just don't try to do the research. They don't. They just take it at surface level, and these companies know it, and that's why they still do it to this day. And it's just wild.
Welcome to the marketing deal.
Right, yeah.
You're missing out on that fun call. Your buddy calling you. What the hell? Grand Theft Auto only on the Switch 2? What the hell? How is that possible?
How is that happening? But again,
it was Kingdom Hearts 4. That's what it was.
That's funny.
Nintendo Direct. That Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer that they showed off at Nintendo Direct a couple months ago. He thought it was only coming to Nintendo, and I was like, nigga, it's coming to everything.
To your point, though, when they revealed the Marvel's Capcom collection, because they revealed on Nintendo Direct, people were like, oh, it's a Switch exclusive. I'm like, are you fucking dumb? Like, really? But at the same time,
they don't understand, man.
No, they don't. But it's funny, Riku, because I was literally thinking about this last night, and it's something I've always known, but it just really hit home. It's like, this shit right here that we're doing, fucking video game podcast, and the people who listen to us, we're a very little minority compared to like the, you know, niche. The normies, bro. You know,
yeah, this shit is beyond niche. Yeah,
like you go to a regular person. What's your favorite gaming podcast? There are gaming podcasts. What do you do? Talk about games? Like they like, what the fuck is this shit? You know?
You know what's You know what's funny? I got a random. This is a random story.
That's episode, it. Right? You know?
I got a random story for you right now. Right? I was at Walmart picking up shit for next week, grocery shopping and shit. Right? And I'm leaving Walmart. This Walmart has like a side little thing where girls get their nail salon and shit. And this woman is calling me over. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I go over to her and she's like, you don't remember me? And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, you gotta remember me. You know, my son Sean. And I was like,
Riku, where's the story going?
No, let me finish. Let me finish.
Yo, this is your son, motherfucker.
Let me finish, right? You said no. So apparently this was a friend of my mom's. And I guess she used to live with us at one point, but I don't remember this lady, right? And at this point, I didn't want to make it awkward. So I was like, oh, yeah, I remember you, Sharon, or whatever the fuck, right? And she's like, oh, man, you still play those video games and whatnot? I used to play a lot of those video games. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't really play video games like that much anymore, right? And she's like, oh, you finally grew out of it.
Damn.
Wow. My
you
son.
You want to play my video game?
And she was like, man, my son, he's into these video games. Are you trying to tell me that I just got to wait it out and he's going to grow out of it too? And I was like, sure. She's like, man, tell your mom I said hi. I was like, okay. And then I just left and I was like, man, I don't know who the fuck that lady was. But but in my head, I was like,
you left an impression on her. She remembers you if it was all these years and you've obviously changed.
In my head, I was like, she's one of those people that think that the type of people who think you grow out of video games and video games is just a child thing. I was in my head. I was like, man, that's probably why I don't remember your bitch ass, you NPC.
Riku, what day was it? Was it Tuesday?
This is literally today.
Oh, it's today.
It was earlier today. Oh, this is earlier today.
It would have been funnier if it would be like for
that's my entire life, from the music I listen to the toys I collect, to the games, everything. When are you gonna stop doing this shit? I'm like,
when are you gonna grow out of it?
I'm almost 50. I'm sorry, this is who I am.
Look, if you want to really just tell these people what's going on, this is what I do with my parents now. My dad's pushing 80, my mom's 76.
Shout out to them, man.
Whenever I like, well, what were you doing? Mom, I'm saving worlds. Okay, I'm saving worlds. I have to go into battle. I just give them straight, and I keep a straight face when I say it too. It's like they can't argue that. Like, I'm saving worlds. We get together. We're at war. We're saving worlds. We're making the place safe for everybody.
Damn, wasn't that a Black Mirror? There was a Black Mirror. Like, the guys were just playing, didn't realize that they were actually controlling other robots and fighting wars and killing and stuff. I'm like, yo, I got 20 kills tonight. Yeah.
That's some Ender's Game shit right there, you know?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, I know the simulation. No, you won the war, bitch. You killed all the bugs.
They were actually killing. They were controlling drones. Like, like T-1000 type. Damn. What it was a show. It wasn't a. It was a series on Amazon Prime.
I was going to say, that don't sound like a Black Mirror episode.
They put on VR headsets and would sit there and they would play this game and they didn't realize you're jumping into this. And
they didn't know it was real war. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's some Ender's Game shit.
Are you sure it wasn't, what's his face, the guy? Because there's a show on Amazon that does, what's his face, who did Androids Dream of Electric Sleep, Shriek? The writer of that book.
Philip K. Dick.
There was a show called like Electric Dreams, and there's episodes that are based off of his short stories.
I watched one long season.
I did watch those.
It was also a movie that came out years ago with Clancy Brown. They had all these kids. That they had these young kids that would help control the pilots in these ships. And Clancy Brown was like this bully. And I don't know if he raped a kid.
That sounds familiar,
And the kid was controlling his ship and the kid fucking killed him. It was a movie channel or HBO years ago. It was a really cool movie though. If you're old, you'll know what it is.
Yeah, no, it sounds familiar. Yeah,
actually, no. All I got to do is look at Clancy Brown's.
Look at Clancy Brown. While you do that, and Adam, don't worry, we're going to talk about that Xbox thing in a bit. But Manny, I wanted to run something by you. This is a heavy rumor, so take it with a grain of salt.
Oh, wait, real quick.
What's up?
The peripheral. That was what it was
called. That was the name of the show? Peripheral?
Yeah, on Prime Video. Yeah, Peripheral.
Yeah. So,
okay, I've seen that show around.
Yeah, so Jordan Miller from Video Game Chronicles website was told what's going to be in the Metal Gear Solid 3 Master Collection or Metal Gear Master Collection Volume 3. Remember? Go ahead, Manny. You're muted.
Let me guess. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Don't tell me yet. Okay. Metal Gear Acid 1 and 2 and Metal Gear Portable Ops.
Yeah, and Metal Gear Solid 5, and there's one I'm like, we'll see about Survive? That.
Mm-mm. That's a lot.
No, well, yeah. So this is the way it's broken down. There are three main games, then three bonus content games.
So my guess is the Acid games are the bonuses?
Yeah, the Acid game and Portable Ops.
Okay.
What is the one Metal Gear game that's missing from here?
Oh, Survive. Survival?
No, it's not. It's not Survive. There's another one.
Rising.
No,
I said Metal Gear Rising.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They said was it Peace Walker?
No, that's already
on Master Collection the other one.
By the way, Syrian Air Force got it.
Was it Acid?
And remember, this is the heavy rumor, and I'm not sure about this one. Twin Snakes.
Oh.
That would be interesting. Take that with a grain of salt. Of these, I believe it'll be Metal Gear 5. Rising and the bonus stuff. I don't know about Twin Snakes.
I don't know about no Twin Snakes.
And not because I don't like the game. It's because the porting wise might be a little bit trickier. Rising?
Rising Revenge.
And 5 Revenge. Will be the easiest fucking ports. They're already on PC, you know?
Yeah, like those two are the easy ones. And I feel like at least for 5, it's a mainline one. All those other things are not. And Portable Ops is kind of like adjacent.
Yeah. So the only questionable one to me is Twin Snakes. The other ones seem very plausible to me.
Rising Revengeance is an interesting one. Because
it's not a solid game.
It's also made by Platinum Games. So it's that people have been waiting for that one to get moved over to modern platforms that isn't the PC. So that'll be an interesting one.
I believe
for
it.
Them to bring
some,
over.
Some have said that recent post that because if you on Twitter, there's the Metal Gear development team actually does have their own Twitter account, and people think that the recent thing when they showed those little cipher robots celebrating the release of Metal Gear for Metal Gear Master Collection 2. But if you look at it, there people are saying that those look like the ciphers from Revengeance.
Yeah. Manny, I guess this question is for you. A certain Air Force is asking, did Metal Gear Solid 4 keep the PS3 controller for the Xbox version?
Yes.
I think they did.
Oh, shit.
So the only game that got all the PlayStation stuff removed
Nintendo.
Was the Switch version.
Of course.
So anything relating to PlayStation has been removed from that game. So they removed it. There's a PlayStation 3 in there that's gone. She has a PSP that's gone. Snake uses a PlayStation 3 controller to control the little robot. That's gone.
That hate Nintendo has for Sony, man.
They replace him with these sort of Gennaro controllers. It looks like kind of like it could be a Switch or a PS3 controller kind of combined. It's weird.
Yeah.
Did The Last of Us 2 ever come to Switch? Did they do that?
No. Why would The Last of Us 2 come to Switch?
No, why would Last of Us come to Switch?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of a different game?
Drinking? Sony's not playing nice anymore, man.
No. I was just thinking of that one scene in Last of Us 2 where you take out the girl and there's a PSP on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vita.
No, they left all that. But yeah, so yeah, Metal Gear has had all this, a bunch of stuff on the Switch version. So here, this will be the funny one. If let's just say for the sake of conversation, they do make Metal Gear Twin Snakes for all the other consoles. You know, all the Nintendo shit's gonna be fucking missing from it.
All that shit's gonna be missing. That's gonna be interesting. The other thing I want to talk about here, Actually, this is probably the last news story, but then I want to get to a revelation Riku made off here that I want to talk. I want to end the show with. But Adam, what is going on with Xbox Cloud Gaming right now, bro? So, this is what it says here: upcoming changes to Xbox Cloud Gaming starting November. Game Pass plans include a set number of cloud gaming hours each month. So here's the breakdown: for Game Pass Essentials, which is the lower tier, 5 hours. Game Pass Premium, the middle tier, 10 hours. And then the ultimate tier, 15 hours. So if you're in the middle of a game and you hit that 15 hours, you're done. You know, so what do you say about that?
Oh, come on.
I'm assuming that they're just going to come up with some extra fees, extended fees. Just they're going backwards. Like back in the day when you had to pay for minutes on your phone and text messages. Remember, you only had like 50 or whatever. Someone's going to text you. Don't you text me. They're going to charge me double. You stop this. And this is what we're going back. I couldn't believe it. I just got that email. Talk about the emails. I just got the email.
You got like, the email.
Hit it with the email. That's when I did your screenshot. What's this bullshit? I don't do the cloud gaming. My son does because he uses the other team to play Fortnite. And Fortnite, you can't run on it, but he loads the Xbox from there he plays.
You so can buy hours, bro. You could buy hours.
See, there you go. No. I just can't believe it. They're hard up for money. It's got to be that all, again, with the memory and the console.
Servers,
You're remoting into an Xbox Series X up some server farm, and they have to just replenish all of those and all that shit. Costs money. And it's nickel and diming people.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to give... you have to give a queue up a person on there. I'm guessing they're just like, yo, this shit's costing us money and we're not getting enough out of this, so cut it down.
Two things, that or it's actually getting used, right? There's always that question, like, how many people actually use that shit? Well, I guess a lot. If they're willing to do this, they're like, shit, how can we make more money off? Second, it says it starts in, what if you already paid for the year? I have my shit all paid for you.
Good question.
That should be included. You are now cutting me off. You just changed. What about my user agreement? Didn't we agree on something? Didn't we have a spit handshake? And then now you're going to pull this shit. By the way, we changed it. You know, can they do that? Is that, can't you just, don't you have to wait till my shit
I will
runs
make
out?
It legal.
Funky shit, man. I just. You see, it's shit like this that's just like puts a bad taste. Like, you know, I'm done with all of it, you know, and it's not even an old age thing. It's just like, yo, you're pushing me out the door. It's one of those shit. We got no water. We got no light. What do I do? You move the fuck out. That's what you do. And that's what's happening now. I feel like they just, you know what, anything we can to just make you not want to touch our shit. We're doing it because this, I'm sure a lot of people that feel like, oh, well, this is great because you can do this on other devices. And then now you got to worry about time. It's going to be a countdown clock. Are you going to get a notification on your app? Hope you have notifications on, because if not, you're going to see that bill jack up. You know, it's like, oh, you got 25 minutes. Make it count. Find a save point. That's bullshit, man.
You know how to fix that, though.
Get a game.
Gaming PC.
Yeah. Just gave it a game PC.
That's true.
PlayStation 6 will be the last console, the last quote-unquote console. Everything's going to be PC hybrid going forward.
Yeah, no. What I'm going to end up doing is I'm just going to have it set up because I have the Steam Link. Play it from my PC. I'll load Fortnite on my PC, and then he can just play it from there and cut that up. But that's bullshit, though. I just can't believe that they're just modifying accounts. And it says November. It's not like, oh, once your subscription expires, this is a change. It's like, no, we're doing this.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So from what I understand, Adam, it sounds like Microsoft has altered the deal. So I pray that they do not alter it any further.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Yep, I got it in your head. Oh, man. All right, and then I want to talk about the most shocking development of the week. I just learned Riku got a Switch. What?
Switch 2.
Whoa.
What was the selling point? What pulled you in to get a Switch 2?
All right, so there's two things in particular. So the reason I have a Switch 2 right here, right the fuck now, is because of that stupid-ass price hike that happened this month.
Oh, that's right.
My bitch ass had to run down to the store real quick and grab one on August 31st. Get it out the way, right? Second of all, I already expressed that the reason I even had a Switch 1 was because of Xenoblade. I love that franchise.
I fucking knew it.
It's Xenoblade. That's the only thing I played on my Switch 1. You know what's funny? So a lot of people back in the day when they talked about the PlayStation Vita, They always said, well, the only reason I got a PlayStation Vita is because I want to play Persona 4 Golden. It's the Persona 4 Golden machine, baby. And that shit used to piss me off because there's a lot of cool things to play on the Vita. So when you only play for Persona 4 Golden, kind of want to whoop your fucking ass. Point is, I do that with the Switch. I get my revenge and I'm like, man, I don't play shit on this motherfucking Switch outside of Xenoblade. It's my Xenoblade machine, baby.
You've become Xenoblade everything machine. You've hated.
I'm like, I got the Xenoblade machine, baby. And they hate it when I call it the Xenoblade machine. You ain't gonna play no Mario, no Kirby, no smacking it. Fuck off, nigga. Xenoblade, baby. Right? So I'm doing the same thing here. When they announced that Xenoblade Genesis, I think it was like a direct ago. I think it was actually the same direct they showed off Kingdom Hearts 4. Point is, I was like, all right, I got a reason to get the next Switch because I was waiting for the next Xeno. It's just when. And then when they said they was going to price hike it, I'm like, fuck, I might as well get it now. Get it out the way. So when I think it comes out next year, Xenoblade Genesis, I think I was calling it, yeah, Xenoblade Genesis comes out next year. So I'm going to play that, Xenoblade Chronicles X Switch 2 Edition, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Future. So it's just Xenoblade. So it's just sitting here right now waiting for the Xenoblade shit. That's it.
I knew it. I was like, wait, it's Xenoblade. What else could it be?
It's fucking Xenoblade, baby. Fucking Xenogears. Yeah, you know, I played that shit, man. That shit didn't hold up. Oh, but Xenoblade, me. I'm here for that.
That's funny, man. All right, good stuff. All right, to start wrapping up because, you know, Torrance has his bedtime coming.
Dude, you are literally reading my mind. I'm like, I got to go to bed.
We got the spider sense, man. We know, Torrance.
Batman, motherfucker.
But yeah, Torrance, anything you want to say to the people?
Get yourself a gaming PC and all the arguments and pain and suffering will end. All I got to say, get yourself...
You don't need to play more. They ain't got nothing.
You don't need an Xbox. You don't need a PlayStation. You definitely don't need a Switch.
Oh, shoot.
Get a gaming PC.
A real one, not a Steam machine. A real one.
A real one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Don't spend money on a Steam machine, even though it's pretty cool. But
yeah, you still got to sideload Windows just to play Madden and FC and those type of games and all the anti-cheat, a lot of shit. Even Grand Theft Auto 5 won't even work on there because of the anti-cheat.
I've been playing with my new... fucking super kaiju computer I built.
Nice.
It's fucking amazing. It's just amazing. And again, this has been 10 years since I built a machine, and this thing is gonna change. I'm so it just eats everything alive. I'm like, I don't drop any frames streaming, you know. Nice. It's just like, give me more. What's going on, Torrance? Give me some more data. What are you doing? I'm bored here. It's get yourself a gaming PC. Forget this console. It's done.
It's over.
We are at the dawn of the fall of consoles.
Just like Blockbuster disappeared and record stores, we lived through it and then it's gone. And
we're seeing the end.
We made it through all the N64, the Commodore, and the Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Yep. We've seen it here. And it's
8-track.
Tapes, CDs, records.
Everything's going to be digital, people. No matter how much you don't like it, everything's going to be digital. And once you go digital on Steam and you have your first summer sale.
The Humble Bundle, baby.
Yeah, Humble Bundle, summer sales. It's a beautiful thing. You'll buy stuff just because. You know how women go.
Oh, all the time. Yeah, it was $2.
These shoes were on sale, so I had to buy it. Fire Team Elite 1 was on sale for $5.99. I had to get it. I was
like, yo, the whole series on sale for $10. I had to buy it. I only want one of these fucking games.
There's sites like Fanatical Instant Gaming where they'll be like 20 games. Like, yeah, $5. You pick any of the games. You make your own bundle. You pick the one you want, you know?
Humble Bundles has got me in trouble. That Humble Bundles helped build my Steam library to where it is today, which is like 303 games or some shit.
You probably got more than that.
I will never play all these games. It's never going to happen. I'll just give you the number. Oh,
yeah.
I was wrong. 350 games.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Yeah, that's the collection. I call that the Steam Library of Shame. Like, everybody has that, you know? Everybody
we all got it.
I don't got that.
Except Manny. He's the only one. Yeah. I got that shit, you know?
I got it. It's always growing every day.
Rico and Eli.
My ROG, it's a wrap.
There you go, man. Yeah, Rico and Eli, saw thoughts for the fans? We wrap it up?
Hey, fans. Y'all need to just drop gaming. Gaming is cooked. Go read a fucking book.
I love it. And obviously the rest of us will give our shout outs during Saturday when we're going to be doing episode 600, a Throw Down Your Questions, the AMA special. So start asking us shit. No gaming questions. We want other shit. Movies, life, finance, all that. What's up?
Throw down your questions to Saturday. It's not Sunday.
Yeah, we switched it because Manny and I go on a concert on Sunday.
Yeah. Dude, I was so worried that when I did the Warzone last Sunday, I was going to clash with you guys.
Okay.
That's such good news.
No. Oh, you mean this Sunday? Yeah.
No, I had to move the I had to move the recent one to Sunday.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that because we, you know, our fans are overlapping, obviously.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Oh, shit.
I tried to do it Friday. I sounded like RFK. I was in my throat. Hey!
There's a war zone. Everything is good with me. I'm perfectly healthy.
Like, man, listen to you, motherfucker. I'm not taking advice from you. You sound like you're dead, bitch.
What do you mean, Tony?
I used to be a Democrat.
Now I'm an alien from Futurama.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he sounds like Zoidberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. So let's wrap it up. I'm not going to do the whole big spiel. So thank you for checking us out. 600 episodes. Throwdown is going crazy. And we're going to have another one, AMA special. So stay tuned, man. So that's it. We'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Peace out. See you next time.
Thanks.
He just
out. Yeah, he's horrid. He said, fuck you, motherfucker.
That's fucking bullshit.